T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
We'll be looking at early voting throughout the remainder of the day. We've heard stories about how early voting set to begin in less than a week. We're joined by Jeremy Zellner, Erie County Democratic Elections Commissioner, to talk a little bit about this. You know, Jeremy, how does this change the game when it comes to running campaigns and things like that when we're talking about the polls being open for a while before officially it's election day?
Well, good morning, Brian. I think what you're going to see is people are going to start to warm up to this thing after they see how it works first. And what campaigns are doing is they're trying to get the word out that it's actually happening, trying to get the voters to understand the parameters of it. And Commissioner Moore and myself really put together a great plan here for Erie County that's extremely inclusive, 37 sites. We're excited about it, and you know, the first time you do anything, we always have our concerns, so we're working hard with our staff.
Now, what are you anticipating the outcome is in terms of voter turnout?
I don't really know if we have any projections yet of how many people are going to take advantage of this, but it was put into law, I think, to kind of remove any barriers that people would have to be, you know, to not allow them to vote. And I can't tell you how many people who have come up to me and said, geez, I've got to get an absentee ballot. I'm not going to be here on election day. And now we can say, well, you don't need one. You can just go vote. You've got 10 days now to vote, not just election day. You don't need an absentee. You can just take advantage of early voting.
Have to ask you before we let you go a little bit about the MY27 race. David Bellavia saying he's not going to run. Wondering if this changes at all Nate McMurray's approach, if that changes the McMurray campaign in any sort of way.
You know, I don't know. I haven't spoken with Nate in a while. We're really focused on this year's elections. When I wear my other hat as chair, we've got all 11 legislative seats up, the county executive race. Every single town has races. We're not talking about New York 27 until after November 5th.
All right, sounds good. Jeremy, thanks so much for the time. That's Jeremy Zellner, Erie County Democratic Elections Commissioner and Democratic Chair. We'll turn now to Carl Simmeth. He is the Erie County GOP Chair. Carl, early voting here in Erie County, does that change the way you approach, you know, Election Day and the campaign in general?
No, Brian, we're working pretty hard here. You know, our candidates are going house to house and voter by voter with our message of respecting taxpayers, and we're going to go from there. You know, the county is 2-1 Democrat, and even in places like West Seneca where the ratio is 3-1, voters have been consistently choosing our message at the ballot box of lower taxes and personal responsibility.
You know, again, we just asked Jeremy Zellner a little bit about this, but the decision from David Bellavia not to run in NY27. How does that change the outlook in the Erie County, your role, actually, in a potential special election here coming up in what could be a matter of months?
Well, the special election is a long ways off. We don't know when the governor's going to call that. Right now, my priority is Lynn Dixon and all our Republican candidates, getting them over the line and, you know, looking for those victories in November. That's a long ways off. We've got a whole process we have to go through. We have to get with the candidates. We have a vetting process, but we're not really paying too much attention to that right now. You know, our priority is Lynn Dixon and getting her over the finish line in November. We want to. This is a tight race. You know, we're really focused on it. Every single vote matters in Erie County. You know, it's 2-1 Democrat. We've won eight out of the last 10 countywide elections. We're going to take number 9 and make Lynn Dixon the first female Erie County executive.
Okay, Carl, thank you. That's Carl Simmeth, Erie County GOP Chair.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.